Thank you, Ben. 23 now till 7. Your News Talk 1110 WBT. Susan Anderson's with Answer Scholarship Endowment, the Leon Levine Foundation. And Susan joins us live here on the Newsmaker line on News Talk 1110 WBT. How's it going, Susan?
Good morning, Don. It's great. Thank you so much for inviting me to share about the Answer Scholarship Program this morning.
First of all, I just got to talk about the Levine family. You know, thank God for the Levine family. If they weren't around taking care of things like this, I don't know where Charlotte would be. But, man, you just can't give a loud enough shout-out to that family. They are really something. So what have they done now to better the community? Because that's what they're all about.
Oh, my gosh. I am just, like you said, I am so incredibly thankful for the Levine family. They and the support that they have given us for the last several years, because of their generosity, they have inspired so many other donors to give to us. And they give us credibility, and they have just done more than just to better the community. It's just been awesome. And what they have done for us is they have issued us another $10,000 challenge grant. And they will match us dollar for dollar up to $10,000. And we will accept gifts from individuals, groups, houses of worship. And all donations from new donors will count toward the challenge. And if anybody is interested in helping us with the Levine Challenge, they can go to our website at answerscholarship.org.
Let's talk about the Answer Scholarship, because what y'all do is really fascinating.
Well, thank you. What we do with the Answer Scholarship is a program for mothers 25 years old and older who are raising school-aged children in the Mecklenburg and surrounding counties of North and South Carolina. And these women must be seeking their first four-year degree or a two-year nursing degree. And they have a choice of where they'd like to go to school here in the area, but it must be an accredited and a not-for-profit university or school. We're very adamant about that. They can choose where they want to go, but we do have some criteria.
So it would be like Queens or UNC Charlotte or CPCC or someplace like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And targeted towards mothers of at least 25 years of age seeking their first degree. Must be the research has found that a lot of women maybe start school, drop out, get married, have start raising a family, and then as the kids get older and they are in school, the mothers go, you know, I sure wish I had finished. I could do this, that, and the other. And so it's a – and make the community better. So it's an investment on your organization and on the Levine family as well to better things. Is that the way – is that the strategy?
Absolutely, because what happens is many of these or in fact, all of our women – at one point have decided that they wanted to better their families, and like you said, many of them have started, and we've actually had some that didn't start. We have a recent recipient whose mother allowed her to drop out of school when she was 13 years old, and she did not go back to get her GED until she was 35. So we have some really amazing stories. Part of Answer is we provide more than just financial support. We do have a mentoring program, and we also have each recipient is assigned a mentor and a coach. We have two different pieces of this mentoring program, and the mentoring side is the heart. We love them. We put the arm around them and say, you know, when the tough gets going, we're here, you can do it. And then the professional development side is a sort of the professional coaching, where we provide additional workshops for interviewing skills, networking, communication, resume writing, dressing for success, because our goal is we not only want these women to graduate, but we want them to be able to find meaningful employment in their field with their families intact, because these women have to be enrolled in school full-time. That's one of our requirements, and that sounds a little harsh, but we need to have a start and an end date, because when you're enrolled part-time, it gets easier to not finish it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's easier to say no than it is to say yes. All right, we are. Let's drive some folks to the website so they can get more information, maybe perhaps make a donation and take advantage of all this. What's your website?
It's it's answerscholarship.org.
Answerscholarship.org.
That's it.
And it's local. This is really great. Susan, thanks very much for getting up early and being on the show. I hope that you raise enough money so that you get your matching grant from the Levine family, and continued success with working with these women. I think this is a marvelous program, and we appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're helping to break the cycle of poverty one family at a time.
That's
thank
the way
you
to
so
do
much.
It. My pleasure. Susan Anderson with Answer here at WBT. It's 18 until 7.